Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Aspiring business performance.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back to 34 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our good friend Pam Harper being back on the show. Pamela S. Harper is the name on the outstanding book, Preventing Strategic Gridlock. She's the founding partner and CEO of Business Advancement, Inc., and she is one of the people we turn to when we want to think about growing our business on a level where, especially where we can become partners, vendor partners, I call them, with larger companies. It's how I've made my living for years and years and years, and it's not easy, but when you get it right, it can be fun and very rewarding. Pam Harper, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Pam. Okay, so the last time you were here, we talked a little bit about an event that you had coming up, a strategic partnering event that you were going to be conducting, and you just had it last week, and you just conducted it last week. And I want you to tell the audience a little bit about what happened and what you learned.
Oh, absolutely. It was exciting. The conference is actually an annual event that is co-organized by the Association for Corporate Growth New Jersey, which is part of a global organization, mm-hmm. and Fairleigh Dickinson University's Rothman Institute of Entrepreneurship, called Reinventing Your Business Through Innovation. And we've been doing this for 4 years because we are very in tune with the idea that businesses of all sizes need to constantly be thinking about reinventing themselves because the world keeps changing, Jim. You and I talked about
right.
that a lot.
Right.
And so what we decided is each year we would look at a different theme about this. You know, what does it take to reinvent? And we came up with this last year, the fact that small companies and large companies need to learn how to better partner with each other. Mm-hmm. And we kept it as partnering as opposed to selling to each other or strictly alliances. So we looked at a variety of strategic perspectives. We had everybody from the top executives of companies like ADP, who was our keynote speaker, Regina mm-hmm. Lee, to two panels following that with major companies such as Verizon, and one of their top executives, and Estee Lauder. We went across industries, Merck Consumer Care. Mm-hmm. We went to smaller companies and industries, very high-level biotech called Elusis Therapeutics, and we went across, and what we were looking at was every size company, what does it take to partner more effectively, and it was interesting to see that as diverse as the industries were, there were common threads to all of this, and I assume we have time to come up with one.
Well,
but I think the first.
Yeah, go ahead. One of the things I'd like to point out is that I've been talking about the concept of a vendor partner for a couple of decades now. And back, because I started talking about it when I was a vendor partner the first time back in the 90s, it's a very powerful relationship, but I take here's the issue, Pam, and I hope you can shed a little light on this. I take being a vendor partner very seriously as the small business partner in the group. The problem is all big companies don't take that partnership seriously, and what happens is they want you to be their partner, but they don't always want to be your partner. And that's where things break down, isn't it?
That is one way to look at it. But you know what was really interesting, Jim, is that the large companies also saw small companies that were not taking them seriously.
Yeah. Well, that's when you go get another small business, because they're lined up out there ready to go.
Well, you know, the right businesses, and I think that what we did is we opened up a dialogue, and we said, you know, there's no wrong, and there's, I mean, everybody is right, and everybody is wrong. Everybody sees it from their perspective. And I think that's the most important thing to recognize when you're looking at partnering. And we're taking it from even beyond vendor partnering, but strategic partnering, which could be alliances, joint ventures, all of it. And when you're looking at that, you need to look at the fact that everybody sees things from their own perspective. And so nobody thinks they're wrong, and everybody thinks they're right. And
well,
as the
captain said on the Chain Gang Ku Han Luke, what we have here is a failure to communicate. And so I think, and that's what we're going to talk about when we come back, folks: how to do a better job of communicating. And if you're the small company in this strategic alliance, you know, you've got to I hate to say it, but you got to know your place, because the big companies, they're the ones with the business that you and I want. And we're going to talk about this more with Pam Harper after these messages. 22. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.